You're listening to NewsRamp Business Incorporate. Today is Thursday evening, August 6th, 2026. Real stories, AI voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in.
Deutsche Bataillon's AG strong transaction activity in H1, forecast adjusted due to valuation multiples. Deutsche Bataillon's AG, dbag.ag, reported strong transaction activity in the first half of 2026, with 7 transactions, including 3 new investments and 4 disposals. Despite robust operational performance by portfolio companies, the forecast for the year was adjusted due to declining valuation multiples for peer group companies. Shareholders received 26.1 million euros via dividends and buybacks, with a NAV per share of 33.65 euros as of June 30th, 2026.
BasedeLub enters its 2026/2027 financial year with continued revenue growth. BasedeLub AG has started its 2026/2027 financial year with a notable increase in group revenues, reaching euro 24.6 million in the first quarter. Despite challenges in the German book market, the company's EBIT margin stood at 4.4%. CEO Sohel Dastyari expressed satisfaction with the revenue growth and profitability improvements, with top releases driving performance under new and established imprints.
Intica Systems SE interim report for H1 2026 published slight improvement in sales and earnings. Intica Systems SE has published its interim report for the first half of 2026, showing a slight improvement in sales and earnings. Group sales reached 35.0 million, with industry and infrastructure seeing strong growth in the second quarter. Despite a negative EBI of 1.1 million, orders on hand were above the prior year at 81.4 million. The company's CEO, Dr. Gregor Wassel, highlighted challenges in the automotive market but noted growth in the industry and infrastructure segment. Steyr Motors earnings call invitation on the publication of the half-year report 2026 on Wednesday, August 19, 2026 at 10 a.m. CEST. Steyr Motors AG, a global leader in customized engines for defense and civil applications, will host an earnings call on August 19, 2026 at 10 a.m. CEST to discuss its half-year report 2026. CEO Julian Cassutti and CFO Bjorn Krossman will present the results and outlook. To participate, register at the company's website. For more information, visit Steyr Motors AE's investor relations page.
RON Kleinacum AG continues stable trend in first half of 2026. RON Kleinacum AG reports a stable business performance in the first half of 2026, with revenues reaching 863.6 million, slightly exceeding the previous year. The number of patients treated rose by 9%, totaling 513,700. The company continues to invest in expanding regional health networks to improve healthcare provision. Dr. Gunther K. YB emphasizes the importance of collaboration across healthcare providers for efficient patient care.
Greenland Mines GRML strengthens foothold, builds momentum through string of 2026 key moves. Greenland Mines strengthens its foothold in the mining industry with a series of key moves in 2026. The acquisition of the Skjærgard project, a palladium, gold, and platinum deposit in southeast Greenland, through its subsidiary Major Precious Greenland AS, is a significant step. With additional acquisitions, including a rare earths asset, the company is positioning itself as a major player in the mining sector.
Veraxa Biotech has advanced its VXA-222 bispecific antibody-drug conjugate program into the next stage of development, leveraging its proprietary antibody engineering. The company recently expanded its patent portfolio, including biotech-related filings, supporting its next-generation antibody technologies. With over 50 granted patents across 26 families in 14 countries, Veraxa continues to build a diversified oncology pipeline targeting difficult-to-treat cancers.
Daxit publishes ConstructionKPIAccountabilityResource.com. Daxit has released a new guide aimed at helping contractors transform key performance indicators into a monthly management scorecard. This resource outlines how contractor leadership teams can use a defined scorecard to align company goals with measurable financial and operational outcomes. The guide covers various categories of information commonly utilized to monitor profitability, cash flow, active jobs, backlog, labor performance, and monthly financial position.
Rivermore Lawn Care brings liquid aeration to Mulberry GA residents. Rivermore Lawn Care has introduced liquid aeration and EPA-approved weed control services to residents in Mulberry GA. The company's 8-round fertilization program, including innovative liquid aeration technology, aims to address soil compaction issues and optimize nutrient absorption. With 8 consecutive Best of Gwinnett Awards, Rivermore's expansion meets the growing demand for science-based lawn care in the area.
Sportsy Turf's first franchise launch targets nationwide turf market. Sportsy Turf has launched its first franchise model, offering entrepreneurs nationwide a low-cost entry into the artificial turf market. The new franchise structure allows owners to operate from home, reducing overhead costs. Franchisees will have access to Sportsy Turf's operational framework and brand recognition. Interested individuals can inquire about availability and next steps to join the synthetic turf industry under the Sportsy Turf brand.
Family-owned orthodontic practice leads Karen Auburn IN. Family-owned orthodontic practice OMI Orthodontics expands services in Auburn IN, offering braces, clear aligners, and early orthodontic treatment at multiple locations. The practice aims to provide comprehensive care closer to families in DeKalb County. With a focus on digital technology, OMI Orthodontics offers precise treatment planning for patients of all ages, making orthodontic care more accessible in the region.
EcoBox Dumpsters joins BBB with invitation-only A-plus accreditation. EcoBox Dumpsters has achieved an A-plus rating and accreditation from the Better Business Bureau, a distinction reserved for companies meeting high standards. Operating under BBB's Code of Business Practices, the company emphasizes transparency, integrity, and customer service. Owners Josh and Dave expressed gratitude for the recognition, highlighting their commitment to excellence. For more information, visit EcoBox Dumpsters' website or contact them directly.
ANU's Breaks, AZIOA Holdings, Inc., featured an ANEWY editorial on growing AI infrastructure opportunity. AZIOA IOA Holdings is featured in a new ANEWS Wire editorial discussing the growing demand for AI infrastructure. The company's recent agreement with Power Champion Investment Limited for up to 128 NVIDIA HGX B300 GPU systems, valued at approximately $77 million, highlights its focus on AI infrastructure. AZIO aims to meet the rising demand for AI compute capacity by providing hosting services and access to NVIDIA's latest systems. Green Energy Breaks. American Fusion Inc. expands patent portfolio, advances Texitron fusion development. American Fusion Inc. expands its patent portfolio with 6 new U.S. South patent applications for its Texitron fusion engine, bringing the total to 82 applications. The company is focusing on reactor architecture, plasma confinement, and electromagnetic systems to support future commercialization. Updates include progress on its Form 211 application for potential OTCQB market listing and upcoming Texitron testing at Texas Tech University for system performance refinement.
Investor News Breaks. Optimum Bank Holdings, Inc. NYSE American OHC Schedule Second Quarter 2026 Conference Call. Optimum Bank Holdings NYSE American OHC has scheduled a conference call and live webcast on August 13, 2026 at 1 p.m. ET to discuss its second quarter financial results and provide a business update. Investors can register for the webcast and contact Seth Dennison for more information. The company's second quarter financial results were released on July 24, 2026.
Mining news breaks. Max Power Mining Corp. advances Lawson Natural Hydrogen Program with third validation well. Max Power Mining Corp. advances its Lawson Natural Hydrogen Program with the drilling of the Lawson 3 well in Saskatchewan. The company successfully cased Lawson 2, confirming a large natural hydrogen with conditions and productions as the top iron stars hand up. Lawson 3, located near the original discovery well, aims to strengthen the additional iron stars in Saskatchewan. The ongoing drilling program seeks to establish the world's first large-scale commercial natural hydrogen system.
Investor news breaks, Energy Fuels Inc., NYSE, and what's your favorite side? A little pleasure in this video at the like of the for-profit media archive. Showcasing uranium production growth and advancements in rare earth expansion. The company announced acquisitions, started building a rare earth processing plant, and progressed on the Donald Project joint venture in Australia. Financially, Energy Fuels reported revenue of $25.10 million and a net loss of $33.40 million due to acquisition costs. The company arranged 2026 production guidance and highlighted its mine-to-magnet strategy for critical materials.
U.S. self-storage offers units from 5x5 to 10x30 for businesses. U.S. self-storage is highlighting how businesses are utilizing storage units ranging from 5x5 to 10x30 to manage inventory, equipment, and documents outside of traditional office spaces. With a focus on flexibility and reducing overhead costs, business owners can compare facilities nationwide through the online directory to find the right storage solution for their needs.
Knight Food Holdings, Inc., NGTF, positions TechForce Robotics at the center of AI's industrial revolution. TechForce Robotics, in partnership with JJ Enterprise, is expanding AI-powered automation in semiconductor manufacturing, industrial facilities, hospitality, and healthcare. Plans include evaluating up to 100,000 square feet of additional manufacturing capacity across Taiwan and the United States. Knight Food Holdings, Inc. is strategically positioning itself within this industrial transformation by developing AI-driven automation solutions for various applications, tapping into the expanding investment opportunity in the AI revolution.
Network news breaks. Olenox Industries regains NASDAQ listing compliance. Olenox Industries has regained compliance with NASDAQ listing rule 5250C1 after filing its delayed annual report in first quarter Form 10-Q. CEO Mike McLaren highlighted the completion of filings after a year of acquisitions and auditor changes. The company's common stock will continue trading on the NASDAQ Capital Market under the symbol OLOX. Focusing now on executing its energy business strategy and growth agenda.
Investor news breaks. NanoX Imaging Lefty announces $8 million registered direct offering. NanoX Imaging has entered into a securities purchase agreement with a long-term institutional investor for an $8 million registered direct offering. The financing involves the sale of 8 million ordinary shares or pre-funded warrants, along with warrants for up to an additional 8 million shares at $1 each. The offering is set to close around August 7, 2026, and the net proceeds will be used for working capital and general corporate purposes. A GP/Alliance Global Partners is the sole placement agent for the transaction.
China publishes new testing standards for electric vehicle batteries. China has published new testing standards for electric vehicle batteries, focusing on battery health readings for passenger electric cars. Analysts speculate if these standards could become a global benchmark. This move could impact companies like Massimo Group, prompting them to reference these standards. For more updates on the electric vehicle sector, visit greencarstocks.com. Energy storage prevents waste, but investment and policy challenges remain. Energy storage systems play a crucial role in the transition to renewable energy, addressing the intermittency challenge. Despite investment and policy hurdles, firms like Tesla Inc. are leading the way by committing significant resources. Trillion Dollar Club provides a platform for companies like these to communicate their vision to a wide audience of investors and influencers.
Welcome to Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.